This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
I'm Lena Alialora.
This is Scott Fink.
This is Linda Olsenoff.
This is Owen Bastable.
I'm Cicely Rogers.
I'm Lisa Lewis.
I'm Brent Pritchett.
This is Rebecca Nay.
I'm Robert Barnford.
Volunteer-run, community-powered. This is the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, a protester is arrested downtown while denouncing the author of the torture memos.
President Obama moves to keep photos of that torture under wraps.
And the former Israeli prime minister faces war crimes charges if he enters the UK.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Thursday, October 29th. 2009. I'm Allison Milionis.
And I'm J.W. Marshall. Today, in downtown Portland, a group of protesters gathered to call for the torture memo author to be arrested. One protester got arrested simply for standing on the steps, handing out leaflets. Security guards started shouting at him at close range, then handcuffed him within seconds and hauled him inside the Ninth Circuit Court. Judge J. Bybee, who wrote the memo authorizing the use of torture by the Bush administration, continues to serve in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. KBOO's Janka Soderberg spoke with lone vet Joe Walsh, who was one of the protesters standing in the rain today calling for Bybee's arrest.
I wanted to find out about your protest against Jay Bybee. What are you hoping that the protest will accomplish?
This protest is part of a national protest that's being run out of at the DowningStreet.org. David Swanson is the really the pressure behind that. And you have to understand, this guy cannot travel because Spain and Germany and the EU are investigating about 12 or 15 lawyers that were with this guy and Professor Yu, who everybody knows because he's been on television a lot. It took 30, 40 years to bring some of the German criminals to justice. We will not stop. We will keep going until we find an administration that will just follow the law.
And why do you think Obama seems so unwilling to do that?
Because he said he wants to look forward and not backwards. The problem with that concept is you cannot figure out where you are until you figure out where you came from. Look at what Germany did after World War II. They tried. They encouraged the Nuremberg trials. Russia, United States, England, we did the trying, but the German people cheered us as we were doing it, as all that information came out about these monsters. And that's what we have. We have about 50 out of the Department of Justice, Department of State, that have knowingly murdered them.
It doesn't seem like the U.S. government is going to do anything. What about the International Criminal Court?
We're also pushing on the International Criminal Court to do the investigation. They keep deferring to the United States because we say enough in our international foreign policy that indicates that we're investigating. There are three minor investigations going on about people that have gone outside of what this judge and Wu and the rest of them said it was okay to do. It's okay, according to these guys, to play loud music over 85 decibels, which does damage to your ears over and over and over. That's fine. You're not killing any major organ. What you're doing is you're driving them crazy.
Well, not to mention waterboarding.
Waterboarding, everybody knows about that. People have died under waterboarding. Most people think that waterboarding is something that is controllable. There's a doctor right there. They stop it when the guy looks like he's in trouble. Not true. People have died under waterboarding. This guy is sitting on the greatest court in the world. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is the greatest court in the world. Better than the Supreme Court. Right under the Supreme Court.
That was lone vet Joe Walsh, who organizes a weekly protest every Thursday at noon outside the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals at Pioneer Courthouse Square.